I think I need a brand. No, I think I need to be a brand. At least that's what we're being told these days. Years ago, when I taught philosophy, students were into identity questions, especially the old-timey ones. Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? Having made their way through the perils of childhood, it seemed an appropriate time to see what kind of cookie those years of baking had produced. Know thyself, that good man Socrates once said. Today, though, simply presenting yourself to the world as the person you are, with all your talents and failings and ambitions, isn't enough. You need a persona of costumery and daring. If your hair isn't purple, or you can't speak Mandarin Chinese with an Irish accent, well, you're just not going to make it. In other words, we don't present ourselves to the world, we market it. Were Socrates alive today, he would no doubt change his dictum to sell thyself. So, I've been giving some thoughts to my brand. The goal, apparently, is to do something that will get you, say, 1 million followers. I'm not sure what I'd do with 1 million followers. Try to learn their names, I guess. However, the goal after having 1 million followers is to make money. Not from them, of course. Their role is to fawn and drool and get all wiggy when you speak Mandarin Chinese in a southern accent. I remember one time when a reviewer reviewed one of my books, quite favorably, and used the term quirky 3 times to describe my work. My work does kind of get out there, so I didn't mind. Now, that might work. No millions of people have ever paid much attention to G.K. Worry, but there might just be some hope in G.K. Quirky. I'll let you know. I'm G.K. Worry, for now, and that's my perspective.